Our devotion for tonight's Lenten service is based on several verses from Luke chapter 22 and a verse from Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, for so many Christians, the story of Jesus' suffering and death, as it's told in the Bible, holds a special place in our hearts. Every year we look forward to hearing the familiar lessons again about the Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' arrest and trial, his crucifixion, and his burial in the garden. What is it that draws us to the cross? What is it that attracts us to this hill outside Jerusalem? The obvious answer is, well, that's where the Lord paid for my sins. But this Lenten season, we are taking a closer look at just how Jesus did that, so that you can discover in even more detail just what it is that draws you to the cross, so that you can think once again about why you appreciate what happened there. Our theme for this year's Lenten devotions is Drawn to the Cross. And tonight we especially turn our attention to the willing obedience that Jesus displayed as he went to his death. In a beautiful Lenten hymn by Paul Gerhardt, the poet wrote, "This Lamb is Christ, the soul's great friend, the Lamb of God, our Savior. Him God the Father chose to send to gain for us his favor. Go forth, my son, the Father said, and free men from the fear of death, from guilt and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by thy passion men shall share the fruit of thy salvation. Yea, Father, yea, most willingly I'll bear what thou commandest. My will conforms to thy decree. I do what thou demandest. O wondrous love, what hast thou done? The Father offers up his Son. The Son content descendeth. O love, how strong thou art to save, thou beddest him within the grave whose word the mountains rendeth. Yea, Father, most willingly, my will conforms to thy decree. The Son content descendeth." Jesus' willing obedience to follow his Father's direction and to allow himself to be captured and crucified is evident at every stage of the Passion story. For instance, Jesus came to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday knowing full well that his enemies were there and were plotting against him. He could have escaped and gone somewhere else, just like his parents once escaped with him into Egypt to get away from King Herod. But this time Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem and he obediently entered into that enemy territory. Before his arrest, Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, his prayer indicating that he was willing to undergo whatever it was that was asked of him in order to bear the burden of the world's sin. He said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. When Jesus was arrested, he could have called on his divine power to escape the grasp of the cross, of his captors. He could have called on legions of angels to come to his rescue. But instead, he obediently followed the path his Father had set before him, and he did not try to deviate from it. When he was put on trial, he did not open his mouth to defend himself, other than to give witness that he was the Son of God. While suffering on the cross, he did not use his divine power to come down from that cross, even though the crowds taunted him and tempted him to do so. Jesus was willingly obedient. Obedient in accepting responsibility for the ungodly behavior of everyone in the world. Although he himself was innocent, he became the guilty one, as 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. And because of this, Jesus was forsaken by his Father, rejected, and made to suffer in hell. And yet at no point do we ever find Jesus saying, no, I won't do this. I refuse to go down this pathway of suffering because it's too difficult for me. I just won't do it. Instead, we find that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Obedient to death. Obedience is easy when the pathway is easy. We don't mind doing what God wants us to do when it doesn't seem too hard for us, when it doesn't cause us undue stress or pain or discomfort in our lives. But throw in any kind of trouble, and your human nature immediately says, hey, it's just too tough for you to do what God wants. You don't really have to go that route. We do not have to look very far to find examples of this, do we? Take those times when someone else sins against you, when they hurt you by something they say or something they do, when they hurt one of your friends, when you find that they have talked badly about you behind their back. Our first reaction so often is one of vengeance. We think, well, they can't do this to me. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to hurt them as badly as they hurt me, and then some. They deserve it, after all. They know they're not supposed to do that to me. But wanting to hurt someone in return is not being obedient to our Heavenly Father. Obedience says, I cannot make this right by sinning myself too. I will stay within the boundaries of God's law and leave any payback up to Him. That's only one example where it is difficult for us to follow God's will and to be obedient. Being obedient to God is very often an uncomfortable path. It puts us in situations that don't feel very good to us. Think of how many times the prophets and the preachers and the teachers of the Lord were persecuted, run out of town, mocked, ignored, imprisoned, because they were trying to do what was right. Think of how many Christians today are accused of hatred, bigotry, anger, or insensitivity when they are trying to obey God in a world of disobedient unbelievers. Do you ever collapse under the pressure Do you disobey God because sometimes it's just easier? Are you ever unwilling to live your life the way He wants because you know it'll be less comfortable for you if you do? Or because it may not get you what you feel you want? We would like to say, no, we've never done this. But the fact is, we have sinned. We have gone along with what was wrong when it was something that we wanted to do, when it was something that we imagined would be an easier path for us than the alternative. Being obedient to our Heavenly Father to the point of personal discomfort and even to the point of death is very difficult. And it was difficult for Jesus too. As He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done," an angel from heaven appeared to Him and strengthened Him. And being in anguish, it says, He prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. It was difficult for Jesus too to remain obedient to His Heavenly Father. His mental and physical anguish was not imaginary, and it was tempting for Him to disobey His Father's will and abandon His march to the cross. But He refused to do that, didn't He? His journey to a sacrificial death on our behalf was completed. Whereas we fail in our obedience, Jesus never did. Though we have said, "No, God, I won't do that. That's just too tough for me to take that stand, to follow that path," Jesus never did that. We cannot hold up our obedience before our Heavenly Father and say, "Look what I've done." But we can hold up the obedience of Jesus and say, "Look what He has done." And Jesus' willing obedience counts for you. Even though you did nothing to earn it, even though you did nothing to deserve it. Now God's law cannot threaten you, because you offer Him perfect obedience in connection with Christ. For every demand that is made upon us, Jesus has done it. His is the only obedience that satisfies our Father in heaven. And now His obedience is ours. So when you look at the cross of Christ this Lenten season, let it remind you of this obedience, the obedience of Jesus that counts for you. Again, the words of the poet Paul Gerhardt: "A lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of all men bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing. Goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer, bears shame and stripes and wounds and death, anguish and mockery, and saith, 'Willing all this I suffer.' This Lamb is Christ, the soul's great friend, the Lamb of God, our Savior." When you think of Jesus' willing obedience, which has freed you from punishment, from the punishment of your own disobedience, notice how this gives you a new perspective on your own life and on your own walk in obedience to God. No, we do not have to do what God commands in order to earn heaven. Now, we want to do what He commands because heaven is already earned. 2 Corinthians 5 again says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Therefore, from morn till eve, my theme shall be thy mercy's wondrous measure. To sacrifice myself for thee shall be my aim and pleasure. My stream of life shall ever be a current flowing ceaselessly, thy constant praise outpouring. I'll treasure in my memory, O Lord, all thou hast done for me, thy gracious love adoring. Amen.